So in my time, I've been using Gradle a lot, especially at my recent client. If you've ever used Ant, you'll probably know that Ant is a system for where you have to tell the build system exactly what you need to do to build a jar file. Gradle is sort of like Maven in that you don't necessarily have to tell the build system how to generate that jar, or it already has plugins that will know about how to compile and assemble a jar file, a WAR file, a EAR file, and it will also generate project files for Eclipse or IntelliJ. What I like about Gradle though is the fact that it's written in Groovy. And if you know Groovy, you can make it do some extra funky things. Whereas Maven, you are stuck with XML and declarative syntax, and it's very hard then to customize, say, Maven for it. So Maven has this one important rule, which is obeyed by Gradle, incidentally. It's called one project, one artifact, which means that if you really wanted a secondary or a custom jar file, or even a third jar file, in one of your projects, Maven projects, then it was very hard to do so, because Maven is rigidly forbade that and was designed explicitly not to make that very easily. In Gradle, you can break the rules. You can definitely shove a square peg down a round hole. And so you can have custom jars, and where Gradle has these tasks and also configurations and scope. And what you do is write your own task that that generates a jar file. And that's all great, all tickety-boo. The problem is, suppose your secondary jar has itself is a dependency in another project. So what happens if you do Gradle clean in your child project, and you do also do Gradle clean in the project that has the custom jar? Now, how does the child project know how to rebuild your project? Well, you can get away with things, perhaps with having a Gradle compile dependency between the projects, but it's less than ideal. The minute that your custom jar is itself actually a dependency, then maybe you should be thinking about multi-module builds in Gradle. Yeah, and sometimes this is an undesired element. And one of the things that I definitely found is that I've had the requirement for two jars, one with virtually the same source and the same content. And the way I solved it is by, in Gradle, is by having a parallel module in a multi-module project. And what I did with, I say, Groovy is actually the hard way. I unzipped the core jar and into the secondary module project, and then re-zipped it again, and changing all the things that had to be changed. But what happened with the secondary jar file, it's because it's got its own coordinates, the group ID, artifact ID, and the version ID coordinates, I'm now not breaking the system. I'm existing in how the Maven and Ivy system was designed. It's designed around this free coordinate module, which means that if there's a new version of the secondary jar module, then my dependent jars and dependent projects will get updated. So Gradle is really useful. It really does take some getting useful, and you can go into down some paths, hooks and crannies. What I really recommend is that you go to Gradle.org and download and sign up for the free ebook, and which is O'Reilly. It's a bit out of date, a little, And some of the things in the book don't work as expected. Gradle itself has some great documentation. The other thing to do is to look at some projects that already have a Gradle build for some inspiration. You can look at my Gradle projects for the Java EE 7 developer handbook, and I have a much better Gradle build for my digital Java EE 7 book, which is coming out soon. And that will get you started in, say, multi-module builds. Definitely have a look at and have a play with Gradle. You can actually have extra source sets and things to, so if you've got like WSDL to Java, where things are code generated, it's relatively straightforward to have a generated Java source path where you can compile these classes using the JAX WS web services. Yeah, definitely Gradle obviously fits into places where you can't follow the Maven convention. And I know there are a few places out there that a few clients that refuse to follow SRC main Java or whatever language you are using. And Gradle is able to bend to that rule as well, that configuration. Anyway, check out Gradle. I really recommend it as a build tool, especially for Java and Groovy projects, and also for Scala projects. If you're having trouble with SBT, maybe you have a project that's Java and Scala dependent, then yeah, it definitely fits well. So check out Gradle at gradle.org, and follow me on Twitter, Peter Pilgrim, at Peter Pilgrim. And my blog is at www.zenonit.co.uk/blog. Bye for now.